right, ladies and gentlemen, we are an Acquired Taste podcast.
Yeah.
I am Kathleen, and I'm sitting here with my pals, Bethany.
Hi.
And Sam.
How you doing?
How you girls doing?
Good. Can I say what an amazing job you both did last week?
Thank you.
We missed you.
I missed you guys too. And I listened back to the podcast and I was homesick because I was like, oh, I wish I was there. But you guys just killed it. You did such a great job together.
Bethany.
Oh, gee, thanks.
As I knew you would, but like you were so great.
And it didn't feel the same without you.
Well, I'm glad.
Well, good.
but no, I had no doubt you guys would kill it, but you absolutely killed it.
Thanks, man.
Was it interesting listening to it for the first time? Because every time we listen to it, we've kind of listened to it because we've done it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet there's just a whole bunch of different kind of experiences.
It was strange. It was like hearing your friends hang out without you.
Oh, this sounds horrible.
It was a little terrible. I was like really sad about it, but also proud. It's sad.
Actually, when my friends hang out without me, I'm like, oh, give me the highlights. Like, I was really probably happier at home.
Yeah, you didn't have to go out that night.
Yeah.
No, that's... No, so congratulations. And if you are listening and you didn't hear last week's episode, definitely look it up because it's worth a listen.
It's two-thirds. And you in spirit. We did talk about Bethany, the way. Because there's no way we could leave her out.
Yes.
So I'd like to point out, by the way, and maybe we should post a picture of this, all three of us are wearing button-down collared shirts that are tied at the belly button. Mm-hmm. And Bethany has a black dress with lace coming out. I have a black shirt, black skirt with lace coming out the top. And Kathleen has a really dark blue polka dot skirt.
Yeah.
So how the f*** did this happen?
I have no idea, but look at that.
We all look like glamorous city girls meet farm girl.
Couples start to dress alike, and we've been together for too long.
We're going to put on our lipstick and then milk our cows.
We definitely need to. We will post a picture of this on our Instagram account at Acquired Taste Podcast, so keep a lookout for that.
Or almonds. I milk almonds.
You got to have that almond milk somehow.
Dairy free.
That's how you do it, right? You just milk them?
Absolutely.
You attach a little machine to their little nipples.
The almond teats.
Yeah. I have nipple stalker. Can you milk me?
So you brought in something kind of cool, Kathleen, today.
I'm kind of heated about something that's going on my Facebook right now. And when I brought it up to you guys, you kind of looked at me blankly. So maybe this isn't happening on your Facebook, but it's happening on mine.
Okay. What are your friends doing that our friends might be doing and we don't pay attention?
And it's called the Love Your Spouse Challenge, where I think it's like for 30 days, every single freaking day, you post a photo or a quote or something about why you love your spouse. And it's really damn annoying.
That sounds super dumb.
That sounds really self-indulgent. And that's going to sound bitter from the single girl, but I hate to be
a negative Nancy, because I always believe in the, you know, the mantra, whatever makes you happy, do it.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it in such a public forum where you are doing it because you want people to comment on it.
Yeah. It's here's the thing. When I was like really actively posting on Facebook about how much I loved my partner at the time, it was because I was trying to think of reasons not to break up with him.
Yeah. I hear that. Like, it's great in the beginning, but when you start worrying about things, that's when you have to start publicly, generally speaking, publicly remind people how happy you are. It's really reminding yourself.
Exactly. And so I'm not saying that's the case here, but that's a little bit what it feels like. And also, I liken it to craft fairs. Nobody cares as much as you do. So you may have spent 40 hours making a chandelier out of seashells, but no one else cares about it as much as you do. And no one is going to pay $200 for it, even though you may think it's worth $200 of your time. It's like that. We don't care about your spouse as much as you care about your spouse.
It's true.
I mean, it's just crazy. What are you trying to make up for? I bet you would get more out of the Love Your Spouse Challenge if you came home every day from work or wherever and did something simple to show your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, whatever, how much you appreciated them.
Yeah, keep it to yourselves. That's what it's about.
You know what?
It's a great point.
I'm going to devil's advocate it. What if it's just something as simple? I don't know how it started, and I don't know anyone personally who's doing it, so I can't ask them. Maybe it's just something. We're in a day and age right now where, because of media, we're oversaturated with a lot of negative crap, and that sucks to read. Maybe this is just something as simple as sharing personal joys with one another. I know. I could tell by your faces you're not completely sold, but if I'm going to go online, I'd rather make a stank face because I'm reading something about my friend shoving their joy in my face than a political or news or really disturbing rant.
I will absolutely agree with you on that.
So yes. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's what people are... If you are part of this challenge, definitely tweet us why you're doing this at Acquired Podcast.
Yes.
Because I really want to know. I know I'm not... I don't get it. Maybe I'm not behind it because I don't understand it.
Yeah. No. I like that point. Good devil's advocate. Good.
Maybe.
Yes, good job. I like that.
Having said that, I still don't really care.
It is, Kathleen, like you said, it should be about your relationship,
yeah.
You too. It's like people who freak out over the wedding and become a total bridezilla because it's all about the wedding when it should be all about the marriage.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this feels a little bridezilla-y to me, yeah. And groomzilla-y as well.
So relationship over shares. Look into yourself. Why exactly are you sharing?
I'm going to start a parody challenge.
What's that?
Post love your blouse.
Love your blouse.
I'm post about why I love your mouse. I'm going to catch a mouse in my apartment. I love my mouse.
I will participate in love your blouse.
Yes. Starting a new trend. Hashtag yep. Love your blouse.
How many days do we have to do this love your blouse?
30 days.
30 days of love your blouse.
Are we doing this challenge?
Yep.
Let's do it. You as the listener of this podcast, you must also do love your blouse.
Hashtag love your blouse.
Day number one, the puppies that are inside of it.
Love them. Let's just take a picture of our blouses for 30 days and then we could do a montage at the end.
I love it.
By the way, the word blouse is a great word.
Fantastic. Right?
Do you wear your blouse with your slack?
This is a fantastic blouse.
I feel like it's an onomatopoeia. It should be for like something that billows.
Yes.
Like, oh my God, look at that. It's blousing.
Yes. And I'll learn more from your wardrobe than I will your marriage. Mm-hmm. I think.
See, that is something I could get down with. Right? I want to know what you're wearing.
Love your blouse.
Hashtag love your blouse.
We're making it a thing. We're deciding.
Are we loving every single day a different blouse or the same blouse every day that we are finding other ways we love it?
Up to you.
I think I choose the same blouse because I'm going to challenge myself.
I'm wearing the same shirt for 30 days.
The same blouse.
That would make the love your spouse challenge a lot easier if it was a different lover every day.
Today I'm married to oatmeal. I love oatmeal so much.
Tomorrow I'm married to Cap'n Crunch.
Yes. Guys, I think we cut this challenge off a little quickly. I suddenly love this.
I love my
this
spouse.
This should be fantastic.
This is like when the spinoff is better than the original show.
Yeah, yep. Totally.
Absolutely. We're taking a picture for the next 30 days.
Love your blouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, on Twitter and on Instagram, follow us at Acquired Podcast on Twitter and on Instagram, it's at Acquired Taste Podcast. Hashtag love your blouse.
So also on top of this fantastic / horrific challenge that Kathleen brought to our attention, she also brought up, is this like a game exactly or a quiz? It's called Introvert Bingo.
Yes. So this came to my attention in my internet searches. And it's a game of bingo that has introverted boxes filled with things like, I'm the king of good excuses, or people make me feel tired.
I let that phone call go to voicemail.
Yes.
You sent this to us, and I was every single one of them.
Yeah. It's like bingo, bingo, bingo. Like, yeah. I hit it right away.
Yeah.
You put the card down, you just went automatically. This one's all, I'm looking at this one. This one's definitely Bethany. Mine says, I'm adorably awkward.
Oh, yes. God.
Yeah.
That's my whole life.
Absolutely.
I relate to this one. I've had a crush on a fictional character.
Yes.
Mr. Darcy from Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm. This one's all Kathleen. I fangirl over artists and authors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, it's totally true. And actually, as we speak, I'm going to post this on our Instagram page so you can check it out for yourself and play along.
Now, are there different ones? Because there were so many images when you Google introvert bingo.
Yeah. There a bunch of different boards come up. And actually, there's other boards for bingo for like geek girls or girls who like reading or, you know, people really into Harry Potter. I had no idea there's so many different genres of bingo out there.
So the radio station I used to work at, we would go to the Minnesota State Fair every... Ooh, I just turned my headphones down. We would go to the Minnesota State Fair every year, and they always had Minnesota State Fair bingo. And I'm sure other state fairs have this as well. The bingo card probably crosses borders pretty easily. But like, you get a bingo, you have to like check off boxes for kid on a leash, something on a
kid
stick.
Kid on a leash.
Yep. Someone wearing overalls without a shirt.
Nice.
Somebody, oh gosh, there's so
it's
many.
It's like a bingo scavenger hunt in
it
that
really
case.
Is.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it really is.
This, because you know
Mullet
what?
Is another one.
Yes. That would be, I don't have to win. I just want to be able to check that one off.
Yeah.
This is like kind of, I'm wondering, I move that we replace really boring bridal and baby shower games with these kinds of fun ones.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Right? Every time, don't get me wrong, you show up to them, I love the person, and I want them to have fun, and ultimately you enjoy being there for them. Mm-hmm. But when they're like, it's time to play a game, we're going to, every time we say the word left or right in this story, you move your item to the left or the right.
We've all done that.
And I'm just sitting like, all right, let's do this. And then I get pissed when they don't hear correctly. And yeah. then I make enemies by calling them dumb bitches. Like, it's not a good day. So we should, introvert bingo in itself, I think, would be a fun kind of, you can kind of make it kid or relationship themed somehow.
No, totally. I'm afraid if I invited you guys over to play this, we'd just all end up falling asleep.
Or one of us wouldn't come because it would involve leaving the house. That's probably why this hasn't taken off.
We'll FaceTime. We'll each FaceTime with a bottle of wine.
I have an idea. How about you go home and play introvert bingo by yourself?
And you always win.
Yeah. And you always win.
I'm always the winner and always the loser in that scenario.
I think it's hilarious. One of my favorites is I do most of my shopping online.
That's you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's you. For sure.
Because when you have to return the item, there's minimal exchange between you and the cash register person. You're just like, here's my item. Give me my money back.
Yeah, that's true. Need it. By the way, can I tell you guys the time at a baby shower that I won? Big.
You won the baby?
No, thank God.
Sorry.
Because normally, baby showers and bridal showers, I really do want to just jump off of the highest thing I can find.
Yeah.
But it was back when I was working at a bank, and my coworker was Hmong, and she had her baby shower with her and all of her Hmong relatives and friends.
You were Hmong relatives?
I was Hmong relatives. I was the only white girl there.
Okay.
It was a bunch of Asian women and me. And English was none of their first languages.
That's amazing.
Oh, this is scary.
It was actually really fun. Like, the food was amazing and it was like really, really fun. I was the tallest person in the room. But but many of the games that they played for the baby shower were language-based games, but they played them in English. So I swept all of the categories because English is my first language and not theirs. So it was like they had all of the letters of the alphabet written down in order with a line next to it. And you had to come up with a word for each letter of the alphabet that had to do with babies or family.
Oh my gosh.
So like A would be like adorable and B would be baby and C would be cradle and D would be damn bullet I want in my forehead right now. I had all 26 letters and each of them had like four.
Yay.
And so I won like a Victoria's Secret pink tote bag.
Whoa.
I won a set of candles. I won like a Zen garden.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And I kept saying, do you want me to give them back? Like, this isn't really a fair competition. They were like, no, you won.
It's accidentally rigged.
That's amazing.
I know. They were so nice about it.
Well, not only is that amazing, those sound like fun games, like word games.
Yeah. Those were good.
You go to a baby shower and they're like, sniff the diaper. It's a crushed up candy bar that looks like poop.
No. No.
I don't want to have the, like, if I ever get married, I am not having a bridal shower. I'm doing what one of my cousins did, screw showers. They had a party. They had a party.
Okay,
and he came
great.
And all of his friends came and it was chill and there was a DJ and it felt like a no reason party except you had to bring a gift. But they didn't make you sit there as they opened all of their gifts, which is really tedious. I know Garrett's wife like swiped that when she was having her baby shower and
didn't open up her gifts.
No, I almost kissed her belly just to thank her.
I kind of like seeing the gifts. I like seeing what they picked out.
It takes so long.
It does.
And they all, like, you know, I'll show up to your house uninvited. I'll see the stuff.
I have a rule of where if I get invited to a shower, unless they're a good friend, I just don't go.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I just don't. Like, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm sorry.
Is the protocol you should or should not send a gift if someone invites you?
I have been invited to showers where I feel like I wasn't even really truly friends with the person.
Okay.
I was just invited for whatever reason and I didn't send a gift.
Do you think they invited you for the gift?
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, not that you're not sparkling company, Kathleen, but a lot of times I feel like they invite as many people as possible hoping that gifts are sent.
That bitch.
I know. I feel like it's a racket. I think weddings are a racket. And this is from someone who wants to get married, but I feel like weddings are a giant racket.
Don't have the wedding and then you can afford to buy all of these things.
This is what I'm saying. Or if you're 35 and getting married, we all know that you already have a blender.
Yeah.
I'm
right?
Not, you know.
You should.
But maybe you need a better one.
That's true.
I'm not getting you a solid copper blender for $500 from Pottery Barn because you just really want it.
Vitamix or nothing, people.
I have one in a couple weeks and I love the person, but it's a small wedding and all of her friends are engaged or married and then there's me and mm-hmm. I don't know anyone. I only know her from way back in the day. I invited Elvis's assistant Andrew as my date.
That's amazing.
He's still letting me know. I can't even get a fake boyfriend for a day.
But I've been to weddings where I couldn't even tell you the couple's name now because it was a long time ago and I was just somebody's plus one. But I love weddings. Like, I love dancing and sipping a cocktail and holding hands with somebody. Like, that's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
Slow dancing.
Plus, you have an eye for the aesthetic, so you can really pull different things out and appreciate it on a different level that most people can't.
But not even that. It's just a nice night out.
That's true.
Going out.
Hashtag open bar. I'm open to that.
Yeah, hashtag open bar.
What if it's not?
I went to one wedding that wasn't for religious reasons.
Okay.
Oh.
I feel you.
God,
feel
we're
them.
Terrible people.
I forgot my purse wine that night and it was just.
Oh, no.
I forgot my purse wine.
Then you just order like then you have to do alcohol math. Like, what's the least expensive thing that's going to get me the most messed up?
Yeah.
And we start with seven of those.
I know.
What if it's a dry wedding? Would you go to a dry wedding?
No.
See, and I wouldn't either, and that says something about me.
I know, I wouldn't. It has to depend on the person.
Yeah.
Like, be completely upfront. For whatever reason, the man I decide to spend the rest of my life with is completely sober, and I have a dry wedding.
I would come to your dry wedding.
Okay.
I would bring my purse.
I would bring a flask,
I wouldn't tell him. That's fine.
Okay.
I would secretly supply in my bridesmaids. Bags.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Okay, so what if you are invited to a wedding of a close associate? Like, let's say our newest hire at the Elvis Duran Show, Maya.
Okay.
Right? We all dig Maya. She's a cool chick.
Yeah.
We're all still getting to know her.
Yeah. Totally.
Let's say Maya moves to the U.S. from Australia and she's getting married 2 weeks later. That's just the way things timed out. And we're all invited to the wedding for Maya and it's a dry wedding.
Thanks,
which
but no
knowing,
thanks.
Which knowing Maya is a funny thing.
Which would never happen with Maya, right?
Right.
Yes, I might show up drunk.
You pregame.
Loophole, because I'm not drinking at the wedding.
Yep. I would probably pregame as well.
I just drop some E. No, I'm kidding. There's no way I would do that ever. But just saying, I would show up. Then you have to think about it. If it's someone that's in your close circle, as far as, you know, proximity, you'd have to deal with that.
It depends on the person. I think it's really a case-to-case situation.
Yeah. But don't feel bad, like you two. Never. Like you're saying, if you don't want to go, don't ever feel. I feel so horribly for people who do it. Oh, I really don't want to do this, but I feel like I have to because of some moral. It's okay to not want to do something and not do it for that reason.
Absolutely. I say no to plans all the time.
Do you?
Yeah,
you have to keep your life sane. And I don't want, if I throw a party or a wedding or whatever, I don't want someone coming to it knowing they're miserable or not knowing if they're miserable or not. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never thrown a party for people at the show because I know that, for example, Elvis hates going to stuff.
Yeah.
And so I don't want him to show up because he feels pressured and then he's miserable the whole time.
You're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, I'm not throwing a party for all the right reasons.
You're welcome. I'm not throwing a party.
Yeah.
So there.
Yeah.
What about, have you guys ever been to a wedding that didn't accept gifts, but you pay for their honeymoon?
No.
Yes, I've seen that. It's a registry. It's an experience registry. So you can go online and they do it with some sort of website and you can be like, oh, I'm going to pay for your hand gliding.
That to me feels a little opportunist. That's when I feel like it's a racket.
Now I want to go hang gliding though.
I mean,
so.
I really like serving bowls. I don't mind buying that type of stuff.
I just feel like at that point you're like, hey, we can't afford to get married. So we want you all to pay for it. I don't know. I don't like that.
Here's a toaster and here's a bus ticket to that excursion you wanted. That's what you get.
That's when I feel like I'm being used.
Wow. This really took a turn, guys.
I know.
I mean, it's weddings. It's supposed to be happy. And we're over here like, Jesus.
No, I feel responsible for this. I think I brought it all down with my surliness.
No. I apologize.
Let's talk about unicorns.
Shall we talk about what we learned this week?
Yes.
But the one rule is it has to have some kind of a positive twist on
yes,
it.
Yes, for sure.
Let's
what
do
did
that.
We learn this week?
What did I learn? What did you learn?
What did I learn? Oh, I learned don't take things down in haste because I went to rip something out of my storage really fast and kind of drunk, and I knocked my giant 3 foot long Buddha off and now she's headless. But the good news is it broke in the perfect place so I could fix it.
Oh God, you can wrap a green ribbon around her neck.
Don't tell that story. You know how that story scares me.
But the good news is now I talk to her, which I never did before. Because whenever I make eye contact with this piece of wood, I apologize and ask how she's doing and tell her, hold in there. I'm getting the glue soon. Aww. And I feel like we've gotten closer.
Oh, making friends with inanimate objects.
Yes. Take your stuff out with caution. You're going to break something.
Get some Gorilla Glue. That stuff is damn amazing.
You're right, girl. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah. I learned this week that it's actually what we talked about. You have to say no to stuff. My schedule, you guys know this, has been unending. My days right now, like last week, I was going from 3 a.m. to 11 p.m. every single day. And none of it was stuff I could say no to. And so now, if there's stuff coming up that is not absolutely necessary to paying my rent now or in the future, I'm just not doing it. Yeah. And it is so important. Even if it's something that you just don't want to do, know that if you say no now, put it in your calendar anyway, but put that you're not going. So when that date comes up and you see that you have a free night, but you wouldn't have if you had said yes, you're going to feel so happy about
it. Especially now that it's the end of the summer. Just wrap up this season feeling good about yourself, treating yourself well.
Yes.
Like, take a walk.
Yes. Yeah. Do not feel guilty for treating yourself and taking care of yourself.
Mm-mm. Love this. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn?
I learned that it literally only takes 3 seconds of a good song to cheer me up. I don't know if you guys get this. I get bedtime anxiety. Mm. When it's time to go to sleep, I start getting anxious about all of the stuff that I didn't accomplish that day. Oh. And it often keeps me up for hours a night. It's actually probably a pretty deep psychological problem.
Yeah,
I should talk to
somebody
about that.
Okay.
But I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom and my neighbors have this amazing yard. And I often look out the window forlorn at them having all this fun in their backyard. And I'm like, I don't have a backyard, I have a fire escape. So they're having a party and I'm brushing my teeth and the window is open and they start playing the theme song from Golden Girls.
Oh, what a great party.
And so I'm brushing my teeth and I'm like, thank you for being a friend. And I went to the window and I start yelling and singing out the window.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Neil was in bed on the other side of the apartment and I hear the doors break open and he's like, are you okay? I thought you were yelling for help. I'm like, no, I'm just singing the Golden Girls theme song with the neighbors.
That's fabulous.
And
it put me in the best mood right before going to sleep, and I slept really soundly that night.
That's fantastic. That's a good lesson for everybody.
Yes, it is.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks so much for whatever it was you just listened to. I'm not entirely sure, but thanks so much for being a part of it with us. Again, you can follow our shenanigans on Twitter at Acquired Podcast
and Instagram Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yes, and on Facebook at Acquired
Taste Podcast.
Like us.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening.